It's Friday morning, just after 9. Kevin Valley joining me this morning. Kev's been a friend of mine for a lot of years. Kev, do I want to say 40 plus years?
Oh, I think you can say just about at least that, Hart. Yeah.
At least 40 years. Yeah. Kev is Yarmouth's newest author. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Hart.
Kev's here to tell us about his new book. Kev has a book of poems out, and it's called The Time Has Come. My first question for you, my dear friend, how many years have you been writing poems?
Oh, I'm going to say probably started back in about 2011, Hart. I saw that the radio station and the Mariners were putting on a songwriting contest, and I started what I thought I was writing a song, but it was really a poem because I had no chorus. So then I decided to put a chorus in, and then I kind of won the contest, and things just kind of snowballed from there.
So that's a song that you hear almost every Mariners game.
Yeah,
hey.
Defenders of the Fish Tank.
And you had a little help from your brother and his band to put that together.
My brother Tim and his band Joker's Right at the time helped arrange all the music for it.
And you won yourself a recording.
A professional recording at Tim Feswick Studios in Liverpool.
Right, and that all became from a poem, just a poem.
Just from a little poem that turned into a song.
And it just started the wheels turning.
They played every game.
Yeah, and it's still played today,
it still plays, yeah.
So where do you get your passion? Where do you get your inspiration to write poems?
Well, I think as far as DNA goes, my mother handed that little bit of writing talent down because she's written a lot of poetry in over the years. And my inspiration as far as the topics of poems is it's wide open. Like sometimes I'll write about people, sometimes I write about tragedy, sometimes I write about history. I write a lot about feelings and a lot about mental health and hope and life, and I write about war and lots of things that happened in the past and present. You know, it's quite a wide variety of things.
Who inspired you to put your work in a book?
Oh, well, first and foremost, that would be my wife, Melissa. She bought me a book of blank pages to fill. She was concerned that my poetry was all put on digital, but it was never on paper. And she was worried that if the digital world failed, that I would lose all my poetry. And then she said, you know, once you fill this book, you might want to publish it because a lot of people like your poems. So she was my first inspiration, and since then I've had other people kind of write me private messages, like my sister and including Joanne Becerra too. She's always messaging me, probably as much as my sister, to get your book done, get your book out. So
I think I was one of them too.
Here we are, and you were too. Yes, there's lots of art.
There's a list to go through. So from your inspiration, what can people expect in this book? You did mention that the poems in this book are about people, places, events.
Well, no, my poems I write about are a lot about people, places, and events. But this book is not so much people. I'm kind of saving that for the second book in the trilogy.
Okay, we're looking at three
looking
books.
At three.
Oh, okay.
And my second book comes out, I'm hoping, in November, and that's going to have all my people poems. And people who know what those are, they know. They're about local people mostly and how I remember them, and some that are here and some that are passed away.
So for this particular book, what?
So in this book, I wrote a lot of my first poems that dealt a lot with my own feelings and emotions. And I also wrote, there's war poems in this book, and there's poems about the COVID times when they first started and nobody really knew what was really happening, and people were always trying to find out what's real and what's not right and what's true. And then I wrote a section on tragedies and tributes, and there's a section on worldviews. Some are political, some aren't political. And there's lots of poems on hope and a few on just life in general.
These are easy to read poems. They're not convoluted with big words.
No, they're like a lot of people when they read some of these poems, they get like the idea to me of a poem that people enjoy is something they get their own feelings out of, or their own memories, or something it reminds them of that makes them feel good. And sometimes they don't even know what the poem's truly about unless I tell them.
I can first and foremost say that they're emotional poems.
Yes.
Very emotional.
There's a lot of emotional poems, especially in this book.
What are your plans for the future? You did mention the word trilogy.
Yeah.
So that tells me there's three.
So my hope is to put out three books. The second one I'm hoping to put out by November, and that's going to be my people book. It's going to be dedicated to my father and Melissa's father. And basically it ends up a big dedication book of not just them, but a lot of other people that I know.
This book is in limited release. There are only so many copies of it. It is your first book. And I know there's a list of people that say, Kev, I want a signed copy of it. I want it to be on your list, the top of the list.
And, yeah, there's been lots of those, yeah.
Lots of them. Yeah. So you have a book launch that's lined up, and it's just around the corner.
Yeah, it's on Sunday afternoon at 76 Parade Street at the Ark from 1 p.m. to 3.
There you go. That's coming up on the 14th.
The 14th, this Sunday, yeah.
No admission to get in. You can just drop in.
Bar's open.
Come in. Sip a glass of wine. Hey, yeah. Get a signed copy. You'll be signing
copies.
That's
right. I'll sign anybody's book that wants to come pick one up.
Okay. Yeah. So once again, that's at the Ark. What's the times again?
1 to 3.
1 o'clock until 3. You can drop by and have your own copy signed.
There's only 500 copies, and there's not 500 left.
Okay, so you want to get them while they're hot, let's say, off the press. Is there any other way, if somebody that can't make it to your book launch, can they pick up a book online or can they contact you in some other way?
At this point, they can contact me, but I'm in the midst of trying to line up some places that will actually carry the book,
okay. And
I'll probably social media update that after the launch.
Okay. So, you know, they can contact you on Facebook?
Yes, they can contact me on Facebook. You know, if they happen to be by the rink,
okay.
I happen to be there. I'll have some.
You can find Kev at Mariner Center most days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, my friend, the time has come. That is the title of the book. What does the title have to say for the book?
People have pushed me to publish a book, so it's here. So the time has come.
Time has come.
So I'm hopeful that this is what they wanted, and they're happy about this book. Because when I first got it back, I started reading it heartily, and just because it's my book and my poems, and I know what they mean to me, I couldn't even finish reading it.
Wow.
I was very emotional. I was crying reading some of the poems, and it's like, man, here they are in print in a book.
I've had my eyes onto it, and I know exactly what you mean. So anybody out there want to give it a good read and have yourself a copy, drop by the Ark on Sunday. Pick up a copy of it, or you can contact Kev on Facebook, and he can make arrangements to see that you get a copy of his book. He is Yarmouth's latest author, Poems to Paper. It's The Time Has Come from Kevin Vallely. Kevin, thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Hart. I appreciate it.